Of those who signed the Declaration of Independence, this man was the only one to sign more than just his name. He had plenty of reasons not to sign the document, yet his support for the cause was one of the new country would remember to the very day he passed. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside. As Roman Catholics, the Carroll family was not allowed to worship in public, vote, or hold public office in the colony of Maryland from 1718 to 1774. But Hank Schaub says that didn't stop Charles Carroll of Carrollton from championing the cause of the colonies for their independence.
He was a patriot, there's no question about it. He believed that this country had to become independent. Although, as a businessman, he was a very, very astute. He bought stock in the shares in the Bank of England, even before the Revolutionary War, as a safeguard, I think, as part of some of his fortune.
Carroll was one of the wealthiest landowners in the colonies. He had much to lose from signing the document.
But it's interesting when you look at all the signers of the independence. Their name is there, just their name is there, and his name is there, Charles Carroll of Carrollton. And one of the patriots there said when he signed his name, he indicated, there goes his fortune, because they all knew that if this failed, they would be traitors, probably be imprisoned or hung and lost all their lands.
Carroll was the only Catholic signer of the Declaration. He was also the last of the patriots to pass.
He died at the age of 95. He was the last surviving signer of the Declaration of Independence. What is interesting, he was so well known throughout the country. The South Carolina Convention wore mourning for 3 weeks, Congress for 3 months, an honor previously accorded only to Washington.
The offices of the United States of America were closed for a day in honor of Carroll. His home is open to visitors yet today. Traveling the countryside in Annapolis, Maryland, I'm Andrew McCrae.